Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the CEO and the president of Bottom Line Publications, a family-owned publication, a great American success story. They're great American publishers of the outstanding Bottom Line Personal, which comes to you twice a month, and their yearbooks are amazing. Their annuals are amazing. She's our good friend Sarah Heiner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I haven't
Happy
talked
New Year.
To you in, yeah. since the last year.
I know. It's good to have you back as always. So one of the things that I found interesting about your current Bottom Line Personal was this thing about fasting. And so, I mean, closest as I get to fasting is breakfast. You know, whatever happens before breakfast, right? When I'm asleep, I haven't figured out a way to eat it while I'm sleeping. So you said, the article says, health benefits of intermittent fasting is better than dieting.
So this is the new thing, this thing called intermittent fasting, which, you know, if you go back to our evolutionary roots, right, humans did not necessarily live within 3 feet of the refrigerator and the
right.
fridge.
Right. They had to walk across the cave to get to the refrigerator, right.
Might have had to walk across the cave. They might actually have been out of squirrel at the time. They had to go get some more. So they're... biologically, we're not necessarily, biologically evolutionary, we're not necessarily programmed to eat as often as we do. Now, there's a theory that used to say, you know, eat 6 times a day for your better blood sugar control.
Right.
There's so many different theories out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Sarah's theory is that different bodies require different processes.
That's right. And men are different from women, big time.
Men are different from women. But also, depending on where you come from, which part of the globe your ancestors were, you might have been optimized for different types of food, right? Some people more grain-based, some people more
not a lot of salads in not a lot of salads in Siberia.
Exactly. So, you know, I believe that there's not a single one diet fits all for everybody. So the concept, though, of intermittent fasting, and I've actually been doing this lately, there you can either... I'll call it fast for 1 day a week or every other day, which to me is forget it. Right?
Entire day fasting. See,
or like extreme, like eat only 25% of your normal calories.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
But and there've been a lot of studies about people.
Well, does this not fly in the face of you need to eat something a little bit? I mean, a lot of people say the reason you gain weight is because you miss meals.
As I said, there are so many theories out there, and I honestly think that it depends on different bodies' metabolism.
Mm-hmm. I know people who fast, and they have different fasting schedules. So
the one that I'm liking, there's the thing, there's where you don't eat. So, you know, your cells regenerate. When you know, the same way that sleep is good, your body regenerates when you sleep. Letting your cells not have more fuel lets them regenerate. Let your gut flora, all those good bacteria that's in your body, when it doesn't have to work for a little bit of while, then it lets it kind of settle into place. So what I've been doing, and actually it feels quite good, is there's the concept of you only eat for between 6 and 8 hours a day.
Yeah, now that's something I saw. Maybe you reported that here, and I've been kind of trying to focus on that a little bit.
So basically you skip breakfast in the simplest term.
Oh.
So you don't eat.
Or you eat supper early. Or you eat supper early.
Right. So, like, I usually eat between 12 and I'll call it 8 or 9 at night. So, which means that I get 15 hours of fasting in.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, I exercise in the morning. How will I have enough energy to be able to? But your body adjusts. That said, some days I'm really hungry and I really do eat something.
So, how much time? 8 hours? 10 hours? How much time? 8 hours.
So there's, you need to fast between 14 and 16 hours or so.
Okay.
So there's the simplest term. It's like eat from 12 to 8. And
less than 10 hours. Less than 10 hours from the first meal to the last one, and closer to 8 if you can do it, right?
From the first meal to the last one. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So again, eat lunch and dinner,
So eat breakfast. You could eat breakfast at 8, and then you could eat supper at 5, 4:30 or 5.
You're doing the math faster than I am. 4, 8, yes, you could.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do that as well. One of the worst things you can do is what I often do, which is snack at night at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
when you get
that, yeah.
You know,
I know. Now you're starting to meddle a little bit, Sarah.
Oh, that's not good. As the
parishioner said to the preacher, now you stop preaching and started meddling, preacher.
So sorry.
I need the website, Sarah.
It's good for energy. Yeah. You want to talk about pygmalion as well?
No, I don't have time. We talked so much about the other, which was good. I need to know your website right now.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. So check it out, folks. You'll find all this stuff there and a lot more. It's a really important website, bottomlineinc.com. Check it out. Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about, are we in a post-service economy? Post-service, meaning no service. How about that? After the break, Sarah's going to tell us about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.